Life in the nurse's home, what was that like?
I never went to boarding school, but partly it might have been to do with boarding school. Doing things socially with people, I guess the kind of debriefing after working in stressful situations, support.
Mm. Did they have a separate men's and women's
yes.
home?
Yeah. Yes. When you say that, I remember Mike Considine probably in latter years in male staff quarters. They must have, and yet they were separate. Were they separate? When we moved over to Sylvan, was that separate? I mainly remember living with female, other woman. Mm. And it was very social. I remember that. And if you came home after the doors were locked, you stayed out. I think.
Did you get into trouble if you stayed out?
People talked to you. I think you were talked to. And
Did you have a supervisor of the home?
Yeah, there was a supervisor of the home. And then you moved to a more autonomous home before you went flatting. And that was a bit like flatting. There was no supervisor.
So you were sort of, second or third year at that stage?
Yeah, yeah. So you could basically do what you liked.
Could the students live out if they wanted to?
I must have, because I moved from work home. That was different, because later I went to Christchurch Hospital and did a two-year general training, and I had to have a letter. I was married. I had to have a letter. They wanted a letter from my parents. That's why I could live out. It was quite a different ball game.